Good morning, a Wednesday morning. We are with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams has won the Democratic primary for mayor of New York City. According to the AP, Adams' triumph over a large field in New York's first major race to use ranked choice voting. He defeated rivals including former city sanitation commissioner Catherine Garcia, civil rights lawyer Maya Wiley, and former presidential candidate Andrew Yang. Adams will be heavily favored in the November election over the Republican nominee, Guardian Angels founder Curtis Sliwa. Catherine Garcia and Maya Wiley did not concede. Ms. Wiley even criticized election officials, and we know that there was a big problem with the vote count right from the start.
Yes, well, first of all, it was complicated. There's no question about it because ranked choice voting is new to the people of New York. Secondly, it is a real kerfuffle in that when people come this close, they don't like to give up. And that's why you're going to see legal issues and others happening. The big advantage for Eric Adams, of course, David, is that he is a former cop. And there are murders happening in New York and all around the country in great numbers. And so you better believe that people put their safety first. So because there is such chaos in terms of the streets and murders, Adams was a big beneficiary of the fact that people just want their safety first. That's why he won, in my opinion.
Well, the issue of guns and gun violence. We know what's happening in cities across the country, including New York City. Your reference to Eric Adams, former cop, and the issue there. Now, New York can try to sue gun manufacturers over harm caused by their products under legislation that Governor Cuomo has signed. Cuomo also Tuesday issued an executive order that would declare a disaster emergency on gun violence. It's the first in the nation executive order. Cuomo said the state will work to combat the surge in gun violence in seven areas, treat gun violence like a public health emergency, target hotspots with data and science, positive engagement for at-risk youth, break the cycle of escalating violence, get illegal guns off the streets, keep guns out of the hands of dangerous people, and rebuild the police-community relationship. Certainly, if the state follows suit on this, that helps someone like Eric Adams in New York City.
Well, David, think about it this way. This is really a mess because, as we know, Americans are addicted to guns and they won't let them go. Every time I say something like this on the air, I get letters saying, you know, this is our safety, or one of those tropes that you get every once in a while. So let it be clear that by the time these get to the Supreme Court of the United States, those people up there, I could use an appellation called stupid, come up with a defense of an amendment to the Constitution, which really doesn't mean what they say it means. And so what happens is we are faced with continuance of this gun nonsense. Americans have been polled. They don't want the guns. They have made it clear they're for gun control. It doesn't matter. We're just in a terrible situation where we are addicted to guns and people are walking around with them. And instead of punching each other, they shoot each other. On top of this, we know that there are big problems with gangs. And the resurgence of gangs, of course, is one of the reasons that you're getting these shootings in the inner cities. The cops know it, and they're doing what they can, but it's very hard to control.
The politics involving climate change, Alan. GOP Senator Ron Johnson insisted again last week that he's not a climate change denier, but CNN's K-File found video of him from just weeks earlier telling a Republican group that it is BS. I don't know about you guys, but I think climate change is, as Lord Monckton said, BS. The Wisconsin Republican, without uttering the expletive but mouthing it, referred to British conservative climate change denier Lord Christopher Monckton. By the way, he continued, it is. Johnson, a member of the Senate Commerce, Science, and Transportation Committee, continued that, quote, there are more and more scientists writing books just laying this to waste, and questioned why the U.S. was focused on climate crisis at all. What are we doing here? Well, we're killing ourselves, said Johnson, adding, it's a self-inflicted wound. Meanwhile, I have an article right next to it, Alan. Extreme climate change has arrived in America. And guess which states are warming the fastest? Those in North America.
Well, look, we know it's here. We can look at the stats and we can compare the way it was with the way that it is. And the fact that we are putting our heads in the sand means that we are condemning our children and their children and their children to terrible things. Look, if you are facing the kind of terrible, draconian mess that we are, and you look away and you say it's not so in order to get reelected, in order to curry favor with your Trumpian allies, it just creates a situation in which you are going to go down in the elevator rather than up.
6 months after the Capitol insurrection, the Justice Department is still hunting for scores of rioters, even as the first of more than 500 people already arrested have pleaded guilty. Among those who haven't been caught, the person who planted two pipe bombs outside the offices of the Republican and Democratic National Committees the night before the riot. Also being sought are people accused of attacks on law enforcement officers or violence and threats against journalists. Then there's this headline in the Washington Post, Virginia, quote, Bible study group was a cover for violent militia, prosecutors said.
Well, this is bad news, really bad news. And one can only wonder whether the authorities are offering a slap on the hand. You say that they've pled guilty, yet to what? You know, do a little social service work out in the community is your punishment. No, let me put it this way. David, if that had been a black invasion of the Capitol with black people, do you think they would have been getting away with it the way they're getting away with it now? No, I suspect not. And it is disgraceful that we as a society aren't demanding more so that those people who are responsible for what was an insurrection in which five people died. Let me say, this is really not a good testimonial to the justice system in the United States.
And with that, our time has ended. Our political observer, Alan Chartok. We'll be back again.
We will. Keeps coming around. Great to talk to you, David. Always is. And I so appreciate your getting up so early.
Coffee is good.